Giants Training Camp 2022 is presented by Ford, the official SUV of the New York Giants.
It's time to get inside the Giants huddle.
Let's go, back to your huddle.
On Giants.com.
Tempo, tempo, tempo.
And the Giants mobile app.
Go, 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 go.
Part of the Giants podcast network.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Giants huddle. I'm Paul Dottino. You can always catch this program and all of our Giants podcasts on the Giants archive through Giants.com and all your favorite podcast platforms. Today we talked to Stephen Baker, the touchdown maker. You all know how dramatic his catch was from Jeff Hostetler against Buffalo in Super Bowl 25. So it's always good to see you, Stephen. In fact, I don't think you gained a pound.
No, I'm sad to say I've gained quite a few, man. But it's always good to see you, man. It's always good to talk history and seeing guys that get it from back in the day, man. So it's always good to see you, Paul.
Well, one thing I know, even if you've gained some weight, you haven't gained any height.
Oh, God. That's the only thing that remained constant.
And you know this team has some diminutive receivers on it. Sterling Shepard's coming back from an injury. You know, he had the Achilles. But Kadarius Toney and Wandale Robinson, both sub-6-footers.
Yes.
But the Giants are looking for a lot of big plays from these guys with their jukeability, which is a word that I've kind of invented. But you understand the kinds of things that smaller receivers do against other teams.
Yes, and I'd say the game is tailored now for smaller guys because, you know, back in the day, they used to could have cost us at the line of scrimmage and darn near just take our clothes off. Now these kids can get off the line of scrimmage scot-free and don't have to worry about getting tag coming across the middle or getting low bridge and doing backflips and landing on their head. So I think the game is tailored now more so for little guys like myself and the crew that we have now. And I'm looking for big things out of these kids because they are some playmakers. Some of the moves that Kadarius was doing last year with that spinning and stopping on the dime, and those are things you can't teach. So looking forward to seeing some big things out of him. And the rookie that we got, man, he reminds me of myself. I'm not even going
to
lie.
Well, talk to me about Wandale Robinson. Comes out of Kentucky, over 100 catches last year, top five in the nation. And his first 2 years at Nebraska, before he went to Kentucky, he was playing a bunch of running back. So this is a guy who, I don't know if you would have wanted to play running back. I don't think Parcells would have let you.
No.
Okay, first of all, but multiple skill sets here.
Absolutely, and his yak is going to be incredible, I think. You know, he already has a skill set as a wide receiver, and now he was a running back? Are you kidding me? That's almost like Tyreek Hill. You know, he may not have the speed of Tyreek Hill, but he's got football speed and he can make stuff happen. So I'm looking for big things out of this kid, and plus because he's a little guy like me.
Well, I remember coaches have always said over the years, you don't want to overwhelm a rookie with too much because that can short-circuit them. How concerned are you that the expectations of this incredible versatility can overwhelm a young player as he comes into the league?
Well, like Parcells used to tell us, man, he always used to say to guys when they came here and if they had a pretty good practice or something and the press would be putting them on a pedestal, he would say, let's not just put them in the, put them in the gold jacket just yet. So I would say that about him. And, you know, he's got to remain, you know, if these kids can just remember to know their role on the team and remain humble and don't get caught up in all of that hype and just be yourself out there, I think, you know, they can, I think he can do some big things here. But the most important thing is you got to remain humble and don't get caught up in all that hype, because as soon as you think that you're up here and you have a bad game and trying to get back up to that, if you're not mentally strong, it doesn't work. So
what will be the easiest thing for him to transition into as he steps up into the NFL? Because these guys are bigger, stronger, faster. We've heard that all before.
I would say his wake-up call to the NFL. Once he gets that wake-up call, like, for instance, going across the middle and get tagged one time in a regular season game, he'll say, like, okay, I can do this. Or once he makes a great – because doing it in practice is one thing, but when you do it in an actual game, it builds confidence because you'll say, like, okay, I can do this. And if he can do it here in the New York media, he can do it anywhere. So I'm looking forward to see that breakout moment. And I always love to see that when a kid makes his first big play. Because I still remember Odell Beckham's first big play, his first touchdown when he got to hear how excited he was. But we don't want to get that excited.
All right. Well, tell me about your first big play. What is the one that sticks out for you that said, hey, I, Stephen Baker, have made it here?
Wow, it's funny you asked that. It was against the Saints, man. Jeff Rutledge threw me a bomb in the end zone, and that was my first start. And I remember jumping up over the defensive back and like, man, this is big time. You know, I caught it. I'm like, geez, I just scored a touchdown in the NFL. And I ran off the field hugging everybody, and I see the highlight from time to time, and I've never forgotten that feeling, and it's nothing like the first one.
What'd you do with the ball?
I actually, so excited, just like I did the Super Bowl ball, spiked it and never got it again.
Yeah. Oh, no!
Yes, I get too excited in special moments like that. My first playoff touchdown against the Bears, I threw it up in the stands. So as long as I got to hear my memory, that's all that matters.
Well, of course, it's also on film.
Oh, definitely.
Thank you, NFL Films.
And you too.
Exactly. Let's talk about the challenges of what a wide receiver has to deal with this multiple pre-snap motion. The Giants are going heavy into that. Now, when you were playing, you didn't see a ton of that stuff. But now that video game football seems to be the nouveau NFL. How difficult do you think that is for some of these guys to learn?
See, they're a different breed and a different generation, because back when Odessa Turner, Lionel Manuel, and I played, and we had to just bring in the plays, man, we were nervous. So if you can imagine, you got to remember where you got to line up, what hash the ball was on, and you got to bring in the play to all these legends, Bavaro, Phil Sams, Joe Morris, and you got to remember your route and your adjustment route. It was overwhelming. So for these kids to be able to handle what these coaches are throwing at them now with this new multiple flexible offense you're talking about, they're smarter than us. I'll give them that. And hopefully it's just not information overload, because it can become a problem if it's information overload. Just like with fighter pilots, you know, they don't like fighter pilots pushing all these buttons and all that, because they got to be able to just react sometimes.
Don't miss your chance to experience a premier hospitality experience watching Giants games and world-class concerts in 2022 as a Giants suite partner. Limited full-season locations are available, or place a deposit for individual games. Call 888-NYG-1925 or visit giants.com/suites for more information.
Let's talk about the guy who has to deliver the ball, Daniel Jones. We all know this is a very, very important year for him. What do you see in him that you like? What do you see that you'd like to see him take to the next step?
Well, I'm for one, you know, you get a lot of people that are on the fence with him. I like the kid because he can scramble. And when you can scramble, receivers have a chance to make big plays, because I always say it's like playing street ball then. He can make stuff happen when the pocket breaks down. What I would like to see him do more, and I'm sure everybody else would, hold on to that ball, man. Hold on to it. And I know he's working hard at it, but he can't give turnovers. And that's what kills me when he turns the ball over. And I know it's because he's trying to make bigger plays, but ball security has to be number one.
Well, now, you had Sims and you had Hostetler, and we all know that when Haas came in, there was a little bit more mobility, and it did change things a little bit. But how does that change things for receivers? Because now you have to know about scramble drills and stuff like that.
Yes, and it was very simple with us, and I'm not sure if they still do the same drills. If they don't, they should go back to it. If you were a deep receiver on that play, you come back. If you were short, you turn it up. And when I was coaching high school football, it used to burned me up that these kids, like when the quarterback would scramble, they would just stay in the same spot. Me personally, I loved quarterbacks when they scrambled, because if I was doing a short route, I just instinctively would just go up the field, because you got everybody flat footed for a second. And if you got a good quarterback that's used to scrambling and can recognize that, man, you score touchdowns all day. You catch people sleeping.
We know Kenny Golladay's the big target on this team. Had a down year last year, fought through some injuries, and things just didn't go the way he wanted them to. He's very focused this year. A big target like that is very unique. And to have a guy like a Plexico Burris did for Eli in this room, I've always said it's important that you can't have all the same type of receivers in the room. You got to have a mixture of different sizes. How do you see Golladay fitting into this style of offense?
Yeah, to me, he's more of like a possession type guy, because we got the little guys to make all the big plays. And nothing has changed since the days when I played. You know, Odessa Turner was our big guy, could make a living. Coach Hoglund actually told him that he could make a living just going across the middle. And know your role. I keep reiterating that. Kids, they got to know their role on the team. Golladay, if we need you for 3rd and 20 or 3rd and 15, that's your role on the team. The other receivers, we'll use them for big plays. And, you know, your time will come. So just know your role on the team. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's about getting one of these.
Right? Yeah, for sure. You had a really good tight end in your offense. My goodness. Mark Bavaro was just, and Zeke Moida as well before that, was really, really good. Right now, the Giants have a bunch of question marks at tight end. How important is it for them to find an identity at tight end to make this offense fully click and reach its potential?
Well, I really feel that that's always been a staple, just like the defense is known for Giants football. Tight ends, man, Bavaro, Shockey. And I think we don't have that guy anymore. You know, Ingram, you know, he wasn't quite that guy. And we need somebody to step up. I mean, I know we had a guy from Minnesota last year, right?
Kyle Rudolph,
I'm sorry. So I feel we need to get an identity back at that position because that used to be a staple for us, the seam route. Think, you know, Bavaro on the seam route. And I don't see that here anymore. And I hope this offense isn't facing out tight ends. I don't know yet, but we'll find out.
We also know that, speaking of versatility and weaponry, Saquon Barkley looks like he's healthier than ever and is absolutely focused to have a big season. Needs to, obviously, in his situation. The versatility he brings to the table, how much does that help when you threaten a defense with a guy coming out of the backfield who can do anything?
Yeah, he's almost like a maggot on steroids. And I don't mean that. You know how I mean that. I don't mean he's on steroids, but he's like a maggot, but he's bigger. So he's actually more effective. He can run the routes like maggot used to out of the backfield, and he can run you over. And I was really bummed when he got injured last year because he was on the mend at the Saints game. I was like, okay, he's back. And then he turned around. I think he got injured against the Cowboys. And this is a make or break year for him, I think. And he knows it. You know, all these players know if they're men, they know that this is the year I have to do something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you want to remain in this NFL, which means not for long.
Tell me what you think of him as a wide receiver, because we know he's going to catch a lot of passes. He caught 91 as a rookie. And I'm sure he's going to catch probably 70, 75 here this year. What about his ability to get downfield as a weapon that way? Not necessarily just getting the ball in the backfield.
Yeah, I mean, just getting him the ball, though, I hope, you know, you said 91 passes. That's a lot of touches from a receiving point of view, not to mention him running the ball. So you don't want to, I think, want to overwork him too much. And I've never really seen him go deep on people, though. You know, as far as a deep threat?
Maybe, not much.
No. And I don't know if this new offense, they're going to put him in that position. But I would be a little leery on getting him. You know, I know you want to get your best athlete. You want to get him the ball as much as possible. But so many touches, risk of injury, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think we have enough weapons out here. It's enough balls for everybody to make plays.
Giants season tickets are on sale now for the 2022 season. In addition to ticket savings, membership benefits include access to exclusive events, experiences, pre-sales, and more. You can lock in your seats starting at just $100. Call 888-NYG-1925 or visit giants.com/tickets for more information.
See, it's interesting that you say that, though, because this is a different NFL than when you played, Stephen. I mean, we talk a lot on BBKL about video game football. It's just, I mean, Ron Earhart would just be absolutely blowing his mind if he saw what this NFL turned into. And I just wonder, as a guy who played in the previous era, what are sometimes you think about when you watch some of these plays?
Wow. Honestly, when I watch these games now, I would have probably hit 10,000 yards. I would have hit 50 touchdowns. They can't touch you, man. And you don't have to worry about getting tagged across the middle and the route combinations that they do. And to me, some of these kids don't even run the routes properly. They don't give me the good stick. You know, you got like guys like Cooper Kupp. He really emphasizes the route. But there's only a handful of guys in the league that are running routes the right way. And if you can just run them the right way, man, you can get open. The game is tailored for offense now. Mm-hmm. You know, back in our day, it was very difficult. And now it's more tailored for offense. It's like a win-win. All you got to do is be pretty decent, and you can make plays all day.
When you played, you went up against a hell of a defense and some pretty damn good players in the secondary. This is a very young and inexperienced secondary. How can these receivers help those secondary guys get better during the course of the early part of the season?
All right, so I may not be a popular when I say this. Cut that rap music out. Get out here. Play like it's game time every day. That's what Parcells, Mark Collins and I, Perry Williams. We went, when we got out on that field, we were still friends, but we weren't. You know what I'm saying? We went at it. And after it was over, we were good friends, but we went at it every day. And they used to thank me, like, "Babe, thank you for making me better, because if I can guard you, I can guard anybody in the league." And I would say the same thing. If I can get off the line against Perry Williams and Mark Collins, who else in the league can guard me? So that would be my advice to them. Practice like it's game time. So when you, that makes everybody better. This brother-in-law stuff, as Parcells used to say, you know, like, all right, man, take it easy on me. No, no, no. Bring it every day, man. And that makes him better. And then get in the game, you'll be a better player. I mean, I don't get me wrong. You still don't, like Parcells used to say, we're still teammates. You know, we don't hurt each other, but get after it, man. It's football.
As you look at this season, what do you cautiously have to say about this team? What are your hopes, your aspirations? The team has undergone a lot of change over the offseason.
Yeah, change is always difficult. And I will say this, chemistry is the most important thing. And the job of this head coach is to get everybody to buy into his philosophy. And if you don't get these kids, if they don't buy into it, you're not going to have a good season. So that would be my message to this team here, man. Are you guys buying into what these coaches are telling you? And once again, know your role on the team and we'll be fine. But if you don't buy into what the coach is saying, you're not going to get a good product out there on the field. And so I'm looking for great things to happen, but we got to be realistic. I mean, Super Bowl, come on. Can it happen? Yes. If everybody buys in and believe and each other, and they have love in that locker room and no selfishness, it can happen. But being a lifelong Giant fan, I'm always going to pick them to go to the Super Bowl every year.
That's okay. As the Giants enter this 2022 season and you watch certain things, what will tell you that I know they're on the right track? What will be the litmus tests or the hurdles that they jump over that make you feel good that they are taking the next step?
Well, when I watch the first game, if this defense come out and as physical, and I've been posting pictures or videos every Thursday on my Facebook page, the sound that the Giants Stadium used to make when our defense would make plays, man, when Lawrence got 7 sacks against Philly 1 year, we need to get that back. And that'll show me if our defense can play like they used to play back in the day with that fire and because that'll infuriate the offense and make them play harder. Because let's face it, Giant football is defense first.
See, you and I both know that.
I know, but it's a whole new regime.
But it is. It is a new NFL. I just wonder, with all the emphasis on offense in today's game, plus the nouveau style of offense that the Giants are going to play, I find it interesting you still think the defense has to lead the way.
Only because I just remembered how that a defense can lift up a team. You know, it lift up that stadium. Think about it. 3rd and 10 has got to be the most exciting play in Giant Stadium when everybody's on their feet and just going crazy. And then a pass breakup or a sack, the euphoria, the feeling that happens in that stadium. So I don't know. That would be my emphasis if I was a coach. I know it's all offense and all that, and I'm an offensive player, but give me that defense back, man, because that gets the offense going as far as I'm concerned.
Stephen Baker, the touchdown maker, Super Bowl 25 champion. Always good to see you. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
As always, you can catch the Giants Huddle on Giants.com, the Giants mobile app, and your favorite podcast platforms everywhere. Until next time, I'm Paul Dottino. So long, everybody.